The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. All right, it's time for R.J. Bell, our resident expert, live from Las Vegas, and he joins us now. R.J., it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. I just tweeted out a visual aid for you guys. It's at R.J. in Vegas, last tweet. It will help our discussion.
Really? You want to tell us what it is?
Well, yeah. I put up the game-by-game the last 2 years of my picks.
Okay.
And I said 63% winners, which that's the correct number. And I said, cause for celebration? Question mark. Nope. Look at the games and see if you can figure why. And I put the games out. So anyone out there can, all the many, many listeners on this highly rated show.
Very highly.
I mean, it's the show, right? That's my understanding.
And you're right.
Is they can see, oh, my God, he's hit 63%? Wow.
Listen, I appreciate the aggressive defense of yourself, and I love it, and you have been great over the last 2 years, but I'm just worried about that one listener that started listening 6 weeks ago, and RJ is now 1-5 in those last 6 weeks, so that's going to be a concern of yours.
You are exactly right, because that listener is going to be apprehensive. They're going to say, wait a minute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no doubt. And what I would say is that listener should be cautious. And you know what? I think we all should be cautious. Now, the irony of this is, and again, it just shows you how luck can go one way. I haven't won 63% of the time ever over any long period of time, meaning one game at a time, you can do that, right? But when it comes to money, many games, that's just not possible, right? So, and that's why I've always said 55. But we've gotten lucky in a way to be winning more than that, and thus we've now gotten unlucky on the recent streak. The point I was making, though, is in the Super Contest, we ended up going undefeated last week. We went 4-0-1. The reason that San Francisco wasn't on the list is the line went up to 10, and the contest line, which they set on Wednesday, and it stays there, was 9. And to me, if the market is saying it's 10, but we got to take 9, we're not going to we're not buying San Francisco at a premium, effectively, right? A bad price. So that was my favorite game. And when I tweeted it out, I told everyone on Sunday, I said, my favorite game, San Fran, but I can't play it on the contest at 9 when the market's 10. So, I mean, in a weird way, the fact that we're still winning so much, even during this quote unquote bad streak, that we had an undefeated 4-0-1 week, Michael, I think speaks to my capping isn't off by any significant amount. It's just the one game we've been selecting here has been bad selections. But the fact is we've been lucky in the games we've selected over the course of the 2 years.
Okay, so give us one of the winners today.
Wow, I didn't even think we'd talk. I was thinking of going on strike today, but you've been pretty reasonable. So I'm going. You know what's funny, though? Did you guys watch the San Fran game?
A lot of it.
Yeah. It felt like we had the right side there, didn't it?
Till the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but, I mean, when there's two muff punts, I mean, I don't know how you handicap that. I mean, this is the Super Bowl team. It's not like they can't field punts, right?
True.
I mean, I tell you, once you start losing, though, you start second-guessing everything. I mean, it's
now,
a good
do
lesson.
RJ, when you're taking in these games, in spite of the fact that you have your Super Contest, at this point, with the pressure that's mounted over these last 6 weeks, are you extra dialed into these games?
You mean the pressure is mounted because of the artificial pressure you guys have put on?
That's right.
Well, I mean,
it's
pressure.
Not artificial. It exists.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the audience.
What I would say is, unfortunately, yes. And that's why I did. And again, you guys, all joking aside, this is the biggest show in New York sports radio. So, I mean, to me, that means a lot to me because I love New York City, right? It's not just the math of it, but I love New York. And I want to win with you guys because I like you guys. I mean, sincerely, this is one of my favorite segments, at least up until recently.
Right.
So what I would say
fun.
Is, yes, but you know what? That's one of the reasons I picked San Fran. So a guy that used to be with us was a college handicapper, and he's a pretty good handicapper. But last year, he had a horrible streak. I mean, you know, he was like 30% over the course of, let's say, 6 weeks, and it was a bunch of play. It just was a bad streak. And he was especially bad on his pick of the week. It was like he had lost like 9 out of 10 or something. It was crazy. And I told him, what three are you thinking of? And he gave me the three. I said, which one is the hardest one? Meaning the one that you could see it losing and you could look like an idiot. And he said, that one. And I said, that's your pick. Because when the pressure goes up, people tend to take the safe pick. And that's why if you look at pick sellers, and obviously there's the guys that sell picks that are screaming, sell your house. But legitimate pick selling, typically games of the year, big picks, do worse because what the handicappers do is they get nervous and they take the obvious game. And the obvious game is usually a game the public is on. And thus, San Fran, for example, I knew the public wasn't going to be on. And that's the reason it was the one I liked amongst the ones I liked. So,
All right, so give us the make out under the shirt pick.
Yeah. So we're ramping things up here. We're not even bringing them back.
Yeah. No.
Okay. I'm just thinking for a second. Give me a second. Why don't you tell me something, Michael, interesting about the Cards you think, and I'll have a pick in 30 seconds.
Well, I'm leaning today to the Seahawks. That's the only interest I have. I haven't looked at the Sunday games real tight yet.
Now, here's what I would say about this Thursday, because I think it's fascinating, and I actually tweeted this too yesterday, is if you actually look the last 5 years when Seattle has hosted Arizona, and you looked at how the QBR, which is ESPN stat, you look at the QBR for Russell Wilson and say, where does that rank 1 to 16 in the 16 regular season games, right? Because every year they play and host Arizona. Is in the last 5 years, 1 year it was the 8th best. In the other 4 years, it was number 15, 16, 16, 16. So Russell Wilson's in 3 of the 5 years, his worst QBR of all 16 games was hosting Arizona. The other year, it was the next to worst, and then one was average. It was the most shocking stat I've ever uncovered. I mean, could you imagine that it be the worst game of the year, seemingly, you know, almost 4 out of 5 years? Does that make any sense?
It's odd.
Yeah, so I would say that's something to be a little bit careful of. Okay. You know something that's funny? I was going to talk these games through, and we took it. You mind if we just talk a game or two through?
Go ahead.
Sure.
I don't want to upset you or something. I mean, I'm sorry.
You're not upsetting us at all.
All right. It just seems like you got... okay.
Wow, this is getting intense.
Yeah, I mean, we should have...
This is supposed to be, RJ thought, you know, always had fun on this segment. Now,
I know the pressure's ramping up. The music and stuff in the background would be good, like Millionaire.
Give him some of that NFL. Give him some of our pick music as
here
he tosses
go.
Through RJ.
Yeah, let's.
RJ Santillo.
And I actually have the game, but we can play it.
There you go. Does that make it better?
Ooh. Okay, Regis, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm going to take. And I just want to make sure I get the best reasonable line here. I'm going to play in the Indianapolis Green Bay game.
Wow.
And I'm taking Green Bay.
Wow.
And
was it a point and a half?
Yeah, I see. I think that's fair. Let me take a quick look here. Oh, no. There are, well, that's interesting. Huh, there's a -2.5 out there.
We have it currently at Colts -1.5.
Yeah, but right, I mean, it's moved a little bit. I would say right now, certainly 2 is fair. There's a lot of 2s out there. So, okay. 2 is very fair. So we'll take Packers +2.
+2. Actually, I got to tell you, I don't know if this is good for you. I like that pick as well.
What's your rationale?
Well, no.
He just guesses.
No. It's not. Well, it's not that. It's that the Packers have been not good in spots where they're favored big, but they are very competitive week to week. And, you know, I see the Packers struggling to cover against bad teams and maybe struggling with the best teams in the league. But the good middle-of-the-road teams like the Colts, I just like the Packers there. I like them to win this week.
I think your analysis is right on. And to be candid, I think both teams, that's the case. Meaning that when they play someone who's not super superior, then they generally are better at most of the position groups, and they win. The difference is Green Bay's got one superhuman or, you know, top five type talent, and that's Aaron Rodgers, and the Colts don't have that anywhere. right, on defense. And from the X's and O's guys I've listened to this week, they say if you can throw to the whole field, the Colts' D is not that good. It's just the Colts haven't played. Who's been the best quarterback the Colts have played? Baker Mayfield? I mean, I guess before, I mean, now Lamar Jackson, you could make the case, but they lost both those games. Maybe the better question is, who's the best quarterback the Colts have beat?
Mm. Well, who did the Colts just beat last week?
I'm having a mental block. Who was
Don, the Colts? They lost that game.
Tennessee. They beat Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, Tannehill's
not
bad.
Okay, yeah,
not good. He's not special.
But yeah, okay. I mean, listen.
He's not Brady.
Listen,
but it plays to RJ's point, though. It was a bad quarterback
ago, he wasn't a starter, Tannehill.
Well, that's because of Adam Gase, but let's move on from that.
Whatever you want to say about Tannehill, he physically doesn't have great arm talent, right? Put him in the right fit. So, to me, what the point they're making is that the Colts have very good coaching. They can defend 75% of the field, and most quarterbacks aren't able to get the ball to that other 25. But Aaron Rodgers, if there's anything he's good at, it's that, right? His arm talent. So, I think it's a situation. You know what else, guys? When it's this time of year, start looking at strength of schedule, because we all got in our minds now what the records are, and, you know, the Bill Parcells, your record says you are, yeah, but you adjust a little bit for strength of schedule, and the Colts have one of the bottom five or seven strengths of schedule in the NFL, and then you look at the strength of schedule of teams you've beat, and remember, to some degree, we got to discount the fact that the Colts just have Tennessee's number. I mean, what is it, 20 or 24? So, yeah, it was a nice win. That's why we're getting value here. Don't forget, this line opened up last week. If you had bet it, Green Bay was favored by 2.5. So we've had, like, almost a 5-point swing based upon what? Green Bay playing a game in the wind against Jacksonville that they barely win. Do you really downgrade them from that much? And then you had in front of the world on Thursday night a dominating performance. To me, this is recency bias. We're getting the points with the better team, Green Bay.
Perfect.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I hope we talk to you tomorrow, next week, Wednesday, because we won't have a show on Thursday.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, I do have one last comment before we run here, is I had a couple people on Twitter say you should boycott the Michael Kay show because they bash you every day multiple times.
God. Well, you realize that Twitter is full of really small people that try to, like, you know, just ruin people.
And I responded, I said, no way, Mr. Michael Kay, who I've made so much money for his listeners, there's no way he would have done that. So I didn't even believe it. But
well,
I
mean, there are three people on the show, so you might believe that I didn't do it.
And I didn't do it.
What? I think Peter's been going up in it a lot.
No, listen, I want RJ to be held accountable to the audience of the number one sports talk show, not just in New York, RJ, in America.
World.
And which makes us in the world. So that's all. I'm just protective of my people.
I heard you're big in Germany.
Well, very big. It's true, but they bet on different things there.
But let me ask you this question. How much energy did you put into it this week relative, and just go back in the game by game and pick a time I won 4 out of 5, which was, you know, many times. How much energy did you put in it that week?
Well, first of all, when you won the first 4 out of the box this year, who was talking you up constantly?
But that's the thing, Michael, you're perpetuating the problem.
When somebody that when Michael Jordan misses 7 straight shots, the announcer's going to say, he just missed 7 straight shots. You going 1 and 5 is Michael Jordan.
Now, Marv Albert always was anti-Michael, so maybe he was saying it with more vigor. But you know something? In hindsight, I bet there's going to be a lot of bettors that are going to say, you know when RJ had that one bad streak 5 years ago on Michael Kay? It taught us that even a good guy, and I'm, you know, Michael Jordan, I'll take it, times 10. But even a good handicapper, a great whatever, they're going to have their bad streaks. So if you bet more than you can afford to lose, you've made a mistake. And if we can teach them anything, don't bet over your head.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. All right, we got to run. We're up against the clock. Great to talk with you, RJ.
Bye, RJ.
Good luck.
Shams Charania is reporting that Gordon Hayward has opted out of his $34 million deal for this upcoming season, so he becomes a free agent. Let's see if the Knicks make the next move. We make the next move by taking a brief timeout, resetting when we come back. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.